Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter. Yes, it is the official podcast of Five Beeline Farm.
Yes, it is.
We've been busy.
Oh my, yeah. I am grateful for this farm.
I am too. That has really helped us cope with the shelter-in-place order that we are under. We are practicing social distancing whenever we do have to make a run into the community for supplies or groceries. But we have a lot to do here, so that's helped.
And we have, what, this is April 5th?
Yes.
I mean that we know the day of the week and the date is pretty amazing.
There were a few days this past week I wasn't sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm distracted again because Honeybee's taking a Kush ball off of the desk.
Yeah, she has decided that she wants to be part of today's podcast.
Okay.
It's distracting.
It is distracting, and you know how I am. I'm thinking about what I'm doing next and then next, and, you know. So I'll try to focus.
Yes. The trees are starting to bud out and bloom, and just that promise of spring is ever so helpful.
We have blossoms in the orchard. We have peach trees and plums, and the cherries are really, really close, probably in the next day or two. We go back to the orchard. The original orchard is behind the house, so we can't see it too easily from the house, especially as now the leaves are starting to fill in. But,
right.
So we have to go back there, but it's also at the bee yard, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I probably should tell my story about the bee yard.
You should, because this is, it makes me feel good.
I'm sure that it does. This week, I did go back and check bees on Friday. It was a nice, warm day, and we do still have one very active hive, and it's a very nice colony.
Yeah, they're
kind. Very well-tempered. They don't usually get riled up when I'm opening and working in the hive. But it was time to check them, make sure they had good feed stores. And sure enough, they've been eating the brood builder patty. And what was super cool is I saw the queen.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen for me. Right.
It was probably that little ditty that you heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pulled out one of the middle frames in the top box. And sure enough, there she was. It was very obvious. If you are ever curious about how a queen bee looks, and if you would know her, if you saw her, you would know. She is distinctly different.
And you don't usually see her. That's
I
rare.
I rarely do. And I know you're supposed to look all through the hive periodically, check for her, make sure everything's good. But I just don't. I look for brood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of look for brood and evidence that she's been there.
Yes. And she was there. She disappeared before I could get a picture because I had gloves on, so I couldn't operate my phone very well. So anyway, went about my business, closed up the hive, and then you had asked me to check on the blooms for the fruit tree.
Because I was working in the garden at that time.
So I did, and they were starting to open up, so I came to get you, and we went back, and you were taking pictures of bees in the blooms.
Well, I tried to.
They weren't super cooperative.
The bees, they kind of are shy when you get the camera out. But
they
did try. I did get some nice bloom photos, so at least I got that.
And I was just kind of wandering around. I still had on my bee jacket, but I didn't have the veil hood up and didn't have my gloves on. But I thought, I'm going to walk up kind of from the side to the hives and get a video of the bees coming
and going.
Because
they were busy.
Very busy.
And they had some of the wax paper from the brood builder at the door. So there was all kinds of activity. They were all through the orchard.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Very cool. And I got probably 20 feet from the hive, which I do regularly. You know, just come quietly up to them and kind of crouch down. I was getting ready to get a video, and one of the bees hit me in the head. She came at me and just hit me in the head.
Warning.
That is always a warning. They will frequently just bonk you on the head when you're getting too close. So I started to back up, but she came at me again. And I thought she was kind of getting caught in my hair. So I ran my fingers through my hair to kind of flick her out. I wasn't panicked or freaked out. I just wanted her to, you know, go. I told her I'm leaving. Okay, I get it. I'm backing up. She just kept coming after me. And she landed on my face and I flicked her away. And I know better than to swat at them because that aggravates them. She apparently perceived that as swatting. And she was not amused.
No.
And I got stung.
Yeah, you got stung this time, which is...
I did.
I mean, I'm not happy that you got stung, but it's kind of funny to me because it's always me.
It's always you.
Because I'm careless and...
And I'm usually quite careful.
And I'm not. And, you know, I eat like a banana and go out to the bee yard with no veil on, you know. Yeah. So I test them a lot.
And... I did. I got stung right below my right eye. And I quickly scratched at it to pull away the stinger. And I've decided that was almost just more of a reflex. I don't know how conscious I was of doing that. But you want to scratch away a stinger or flick it out with a credit card or something like that. Because you don't want that little poison sac on the end continuing to pump venom into your body. And then we came to the house and I put some ice on it. And truly, I have not reacted significantly.
Mm-mm. I can see a little. I mean, it kind of looks like a small mosquito bite.
My eye did not swell close. And I mean, it's very close to my eye.
Yeah, it's very close to your eye.
It's within a half inch of the corner of my eye. And I have swelled some. My eye has not swelled shut. It's a little bit, you know, kind of settling underneath my eye. But I've not experienced any truly ill effects. Unfortunately for the honeybee, she lost her life as a result. And I feel the worst about
that. That's kind of the saddest part for me. You know, I'm kind of used to getting stung. And yeah, the saddest part for me is that the honeybee then dies.
Right. But I will be quite careful sneaking up on them.
Yeah, because they have brood now, so they're a little more aggressive.
Yes, they are. But they are doing well, this one remaining colony. We have another one coming at the end of the month. And... They're doing quite well.
Yeah, they're strong and active and all through the trees. We've been working a lot around the farm and they have been everywhere that we are around the pond area, old pond area.
Yes.
And we've been burning a lot of brush and junk and, well, brush. I call that junk. And for some reason, they're attracted to the smoke. They don't like the smoker when we take it to the bee yard. But you build a fire, they always show up.
It's the weirdest thing.
So anyway, it's so great because last spring, we didn't have bees around. And that was just so sad. But now they're all through they're in the peach tree everywhere, the plum. And it's so great to see them.
It is. So... that's kind of my story about getting stung this week. I guess in a way I'm kind of glad. I think it's probably good for me to be stung periodically. Really even maybe this time of year, I do have some allergy to the early tree pollens.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of tree pollen right now.
And I'm hoping that, maybe that'll help my allergies.
It can't hurt. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
So, yeah, we've been busy around the farm doing all kinds of things, still attacking those invasives, and we have found some beautiful trees, a beautiful dogwood and redbud, and they were just covered in grapevine, couldn't even see them. We found some daffodils blooming.
Oh, that one hillside.
One little, yeah, this hillside was a mess. And we started cutting away the junk and discovered all kinds of cool things in there that are good plants. And so that feels really good. So we've been using this stay at home, and we have trying to make the best of it. And we're way ahead. We're years ahead of where I thought would be in some areas. And I've been planting.
You turned over the garden beds.
I've turned over most of it. I still have about two and a half beds yet that I want to kill down the weeds a little bit before I start to give them the first turn and aerate them. But I've been planting all kinds of things. And, you know, we said we weren't going to add any more planting areas.
Oops.
You know, remember, I keep saying, no, I don't want any more. I don't want more. I realized today that we have added 18 new planting areas. Okay, so, I mean, there's some of them are small. They're bee boxes and different things that we'll plant just a little at a time in. But, 18 new beds.
Wow.
So I have, in the catnip alone, I think we have eight, maybe, new ones.
Yes, and I think we've talked about how we were using up scrap lumber. We were reclaiming that area. And, yeah, it ended up with several new planting areas. But I think you have something planted in all of those now.
There's flowers in a few, not very many. But I have peas and spinach and lettuce and carrots. And I think that's all that's in the catnip. But we also have potatoes. I started putting some potatoes in. And we are harvesting some of the greens now.
Oh, yes.
We have kale.
Having lovely salads of baby kale and spinach and lettuce. Oh, it's just delightful.
Yeah. So things are moving forward here. We're planting lots of food, so we will have some great food available. And that feels really good. And I am so grateful that as we're under this stay-at-home order, that we have something to do.
Yes, both something to do and something that is moving us forward, mm-hmm. both for our own food supply, but and we will have a plan.
For our customers.
For our customers, farmers market, all of those things. We are moving forward.
Yeah, we've had people already ask about, you know, what are we going to do about the market? We're not real sure what's going to happen with the market. I'm going to assume and hope that that will move forward, probably. So we may have some different rules and things that may look a little different. But if not, we're going to have food here on the farm.
That's right.
And we will sell it right here. We will also be willing to take it to town and do that if needed. But we're moving forward.
We are. And we will find a way.
That's right. So another just really quick, you had an article through Medium that was curated.
Yes, I was very excited to see that. As all of our listeners know, I am continually writing either on books, novels, blog posts, what have you. And a couple of external places that I post are on the Mother Earth News blog and on medium.com. And both of those are really fun to post on. And on Medium, one of the things that can happen as you post a article is one of their curators can pick it up and enhance the advertising. They can boost it and send it out to readers in different categories. And for the first time this week, I did have one of my articles curated. And that is super exciting.
It is.
It feels like an achievement.
It is.
And I'm going to build on that and it's encouraging too to keep writing and keep doing that. So it's the article is 5 Rules to Eat By, and it is posted on medium.com if you are interested. And I'll put a link in our show notes to that. I appreciate all of your readership. It is a paying site, so it is a place where I can get paid for my writing. So I appreciate that.
And that's always cool, yeah. And I guess kind of related to that is, you know, we're, our business is not open right now. And yesterday was the first day that we actually have had to cancel a scheduled opening. So we're sad about that, but we want everyone to be healthy. And we are posting some photos on social media of you all who are our customers and friends, and we miss your faces, and you know, we look forward to seeing you again. But you know, we'll be back.
We'll
be back together, and we'll have a good time. So I think we ought to have a little cowbell though for that article.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate cowbell.
Yes, I appreciate cows.
Yes, and chickens and cats.
And goats. And oh, okay, I've digressed again.
We do that.
Yes, we do. So stay well, and until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.